Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive later on today. Yeah, the award-winning Drive Time show. To be from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin with reaction to two more Carabao Cup quarterfinals, starting with Pep Guardiola's Man City hilariously getting dumped out by Nathan Jones's Southampton. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
They hadn't lost a game in regulation time in the League Cup since the 16-17 season, and nobody expected that to end tonight, but it has done against the Southampton side, who've lost their last six Premier League games.
Being competitions all the time is difficult. That went into when we won four times in a row, how difficult it is, and just today. Today was a bad night and the opening was better, just to congratulate them. So when the opening to win things, to win titles or not titles, games, you have to deserve it. And when you don't deserve it, so you don't have to win.
Sometimes you pick a team that you think's going to be good enough to get them over the line. And we looked at both teams before the game and we thought, yeah, City are pretty strong and he's made the odd change, but it didn't diminish in the power that Manchester City can have on the opposition.
Pep tonight, he got it all wrong right from the start. He underestimated Southampton. He probably thought, oh, we'll go down there, we'll win 3 or 4-0. But they were absolutely awesome. I can't blame any weather, nothing. Manchester City were terrible tonight. They put a really, really bad performance up.
I'll tell you what, tonight's all about Southampton. Credit to them. They come out, they're playing under pressure. They've been booed off at St Mary's in recent weeks. And to play under that pressure, both for manager and players, credit to them.
2-0 didn't flatter the Saints, who make it through to the most unlikely of League Cup semi-finals. Could be a huge fillip for their season.
Nathan Jones had his hand to his face at full-time. It was almost like he couldn't believe what had happened, but let's give him so much credit for this. Pep Guardiola's proved to be the very best over the years, even when faced with some of the greats, with Klopp, Ancelotti, Mourinho, loads more. He's got past them all, but tonight he simply couldn't cope when for the first time in his career he came up against a manager who calls himself a skinny, rat-faced Welsh boy. Nathan Jones had his team so superbly coached that Manchester City, with Grealish, Foden, World Cup winner Alvarez, Erling Haaland and De Bruyne all on the pitch, couldn't score a goal. They could barely even get an effort on target as the Saints players go around this St Mary's pitch. One thing from this game has left us in no doubt. The players are definitely playing for Nathan Jones here at Southampton.
I'm really proud of my football club tonight. I'm proud of the players especially, but proud of this coaching staff and how we've been strong and made sane decisions under real pressure. And I'm really, really proud. And we deserve that tonight. You know, these are a fantastic football side. I don't want to say anything disrespectful because they are a wonderful sort of one of the world's best managers, probably one of the greatest of all time in terms of everything. So to do that, what we did tonight, to that is shows that we must have put in a good performance.
This could be the moment for Nottingham Forest. Hodge saved! It is the moment for Nottingham Forest! Henderson has saved it! He runs away beneath the glare of the floodlights and in the driving rain. And for the first time in over three decades, Nottingham Forest are into the semi-finals of the League Cup.
I only get real joy about what it means to the supporters and the players. And of course, you know, I want to be part of that as well. But that's what I love. And I should maybe be a little bit more positive and upbeat than what I am. But the purist in me just wants my team to play well and win all the time. Yeah, no, great night for the supporters. You know, maybe the older generation supporters can reminisce a little bit. For the younger generation, it's new territory. And I think that's really important.
So Southampton will now face Newcastle in the last four, with Manchester United the opponents for Forest.
Now, speaking in his press conference ahead of their game against Fulham, Chelsea boss Graham Potter explains being under pressure early on as a manager in the Premier League isn't unusual.
It's part of the job. I think you only have to look at some of my colleagues in a similar position. Pep, for example, in his first season would have been criticised, I think, quite heavily. I think Mikel Arteta has had to endure quite a period of criticism. I think Jurgen Klopp in the first few years would have got some criticism as well, and these guys are fantastic. So, and I think football is, you know, it's emotional. When you lose, you don't really think about it, you feel it. You know, you feel the pain, you feel the suffering, you feel the discomfort. And sometimes it's hard to understand the why, and it's easy just to blame somebody. You know, and I'm sitting here saying, well, it's not like I've been absolutely perfect, so they're not completely wrong. But I think it's always very complex, and you just try to put it into perspective. You try to remember that you're capable. You try to remember how you got here. And 2 months ago, I was considered to be a top coach. And if you consider the people that I've played against and played with, and they would probably say the same. But at the same time, I also acknowledge that the results we have haven't been good enough for us. And then you have to accept and deal with it as best you can and try to put it in perspective and keep moving forward.
Now, Wolves have written to referees chief Howard Webb after they were controversially denied victory by a disallowed goal at Liverpool last weekend. Danny Murphy went on a full VAR rant, or a VAR rant, as I like to call it, and didn't hold back.
You still think that ex-players should be involved in the VAR process?
I think it would help, but I don't think it would be a fix. I don't think there is a complete fix. Well,
number one, none of you want to do it. Number two,
I'd do
there's,
it.
There's a message. You do it.
Yeah.
Danny Murphy is formally applying for the job. Howard Webb, if you're listening, you'd be a candidate.
I would be better at VAR than any of the people they've got doing it now. Any of them. Because I've watched and played more football than any of them.
Is this because you played football 15 years ago?
There's not one VAR official who's watched more football than me. Because I watch football non-stop and I'm brighter than the people who do it. I'm more intelligent and better at watching football than those guys doing it. Because some of the decisions they come up with, that my 12-year-old would be better at than some of the decisions I've seen this season.
We get a strong coffee for Danny in here, just during the next break.
Are you trying to tell me I'm not bright enough to run VAR better than they're doing it?
You could probably do it, but I don't think you'd be better than the people they've got in place.
Now, here's Darren Bent, a Premier League 100 club member on one of the best shows on TalkSport, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show. Anyway, here he is claiming Jamie Vardy is in his Premier League top 10 strikers of all time.
Jamie Vardy, 100 Premier League goals! It's another milestone moment for Leicester City's main man!
He's got 134 goals in 238 games. Is he in the top 10 list of Premier League strikers of all time?
He'd be in mine. He's in mine.
Okay. I love Jamie Vardy, but I've written out a list of, I think, 10 better players, right? I'll read it quickly. Wazza, Omri, Shearer, Aguero, Wright, Drogba, Van Nistelrooy, Van Persie, Kane, Owen and Fowler, Andy Cole, Luis Suarez, Torres. I've written more than 10.
Okay.
I don't think he gets into the top 10.
Well, now, see, I've got a 10 here that he gets into. I've got Thierry, Shearer, Rooney, Kane, Aguero, Ian Wright, Andy Cole, Owen, Drogba, and then Vardy. And I put Vardy in for that reason, because if you go through some of his stats, I mean, there's one here that someone just dropped on my desk.
Yeah.
He's got 44 goals in 92 Premier League games against the top six.
Amazing.
So clearly he's not a flat track bully.
So against the top six, he scores one in every two.
Every two.
Amazing.
So that's on, and remember, he's at Leicester.
Yeah.
A guy who played for Leicester, won them the Premier League. He's won a golden boot. He's got more goals than anyone at the age of 30 and above. He's got 100.
Yeah.
He's got over 100. He broke Van Nistelrooy's record, 12 consecutive games in a row where he scored a goal.
Do you know what? This is a stat, I don't know if you know this one. I think it's the most barking stat we'll say today, right? Okay. Over the last 10 years, he's the highest ranked Englishman in the Ballon d'Or.
I'm Jim White, and this is TalkSport Daily.
On now to a bit of Newcastle after they reach the Carabao Cup semi-finals. Aren't you going to do a semi-joke? No. Yeah, okay, I am. They've got to... Doesn't matter. Two of their former players, Kieran Dyer and Warren Barton, spoke about the positive energy Eddie Howe has created at St James's Park.
Hammer on. It's a good ball forward. It's Jolinton. It's 2-0. Geordie jubilation all around St James's Park.
Now, there's two sides to a manager. It's not one, it's picking a team and the tactics, but it's also finding out the right formula and the right system that suits the personnel and to make players that are not having a good time even better. And he's done that. And with the owners and the fans, the atmosphere, it's a special place. And a lot of good things are going on there at the moment. And it's wonderful to see.
St James's Park is the best place to play when everything's going well and the fans have got a team to be proud of. And it could be one of the worst places to play as well when they're disgruntled. But yeah, you see in the tunnel before the game, Leicester knew they were in for a game and they were beaten. As soon as she came out, you could just tell that there was only going to be one winner and it was going to be Newcastle. So like I said, when they're in full vice, they are a scary proposition.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to YouTuber, influencer, and boxer KSI, or Kissy, as I like to call him, ahead of his fight on TalkSport this weekend with FaZe Temper. Sounds like a place in Spain I once stayed at. Anyway, here he is on TalkSport Breakfast, claiming a future fight with Jake Paul would be what his legacy will be based on.
It's not over yet. Tell me where you started a fire. It's burning up in my head.
My turn and Jake's turn to go at it and see who's the best of the best. And then, ultimately, that is the legacy piece. And for me, that's all my life is about, legacy. You know, I get money left, right, and center. Like, I don't really care. Like, for me, I don't do this for money. I do this because I just enjoy it and I do this for my legacy. And yeah, when people see that I'm really about it, especially this Saturday, they're going to be shocked and excited.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. After us, at 7 p.m, it's more live football, would you believe? Yeah, it never stops. Fulham take on Chelsea in the Premier League. What a massive game that is. And it's presented by Hugh Woozencroft. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.